You are tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Well, we're back after our music takeover, and the time has just gone 23, or almost, let me not say 23. That is an off time. I am very much off, but we're almost quarter to 11, and we're going to be getting into our problematic beliefs. And right now, we're joined in studio by Tendo Ravingani, one of our resident speakers here. Jokes. He is my sibling, and I have commissioned him just to have this conversation about, you know, the top 10 things that we wanted to look at today. As we're coming to the end of this year, you know, we're also going to be probably touching on some of the ones that we may have touched on throughout the year, but we are looking forward to this conversation. So if you have any comments, send them through to 073-470-3520. And how are you doing today, Tendo?
I'm doing very well, doing very well. Very blessed.
Very blessed. That's great. Essentially, we're going to be looking at, top 10 things people have problems with within Christianity, right? Number one, looking at exclusive claims, right? Some people find issue with the belief in Christianity that is the only true faith, excluding other religions. What do you feel about that?
It's quite an interesting one, because do other religions make the claim? Do other religions make the claim that their religion is the only true one, right?
I suppose so. Like, I just feel like, what are we to say? Like, if the information has never reached those people, are we saying that they're not worshiping God?
And that's very true. I remember when I was a kid, I had this question about, even within the context of Christianity, if someone lives like a godly life, but they never really worshiped God, would they still, you know, make it to heaven? And I was told that, you know, God judges us based on what we know at that particular time, right? And if you never truly met him, in a sense, but you live this sort of life that's, you know, positive to the world, I don't think God in his nature would allow you to perish. That's just what I believe. I'm not. What do you think?
I don't know. I think, like, it's very complicated, because ultimately, like, it's just, I don't know. I think we should have had, like, a pastor here, you know, because my opinion is obviously going to be very different from a lot of people, which is why I encourage you to send us your comments on 073-470-3520. But essentially, for me, I just feel like we as, like, for example, let's look at specifically the Adventist Church right now. I don't know if we're doing enough to bring the whole world into the scope of what we know. So which makes it a little bit difficult for us to be saying that, like, oh, we're the only ones who are going to be in heaven right now. Because I know a lot of people who are Christians, but not part of the same denomination, or aren't Christians per se, but have some belief, moral compass system. And I don't know what their relationship is with the higher being, with God, or, for example, we call him Jesus, Jehovah, whatever. But I don't know. What if other people still have a beautiful life where they give back to community, but they don't know, like, Jesus Christ, like how we know him, you know? I don't know, in my opinion, but who am I? I don't know God, what he's got planned. Maybe he'll just burn us all.
You know, it's actually quite an interesting thought, because I was talking to one of my friends recently who is... he calls himself an atheist, I guess. But I think one of the main issues he had with Christianity also is that we have a lot of denominations, bro.
Right.
Like, I remember I was watching this one video where it was like, oh, explaining all the Christian denominations in 10 minutes or whatever. Tell me why there was like over like 12 or something. Like, they're so...
And that's the ones that they can count.
And that's the ones that we know.
Ones that particular person who released the video knows about.
Exactly. And I think me, if I was, you know, playing devil's advocate right now, looking in and seeing this so-called denomination with so, like, this so-called Christianity with so many denominations, like, how can, like, people claim to be worshiping the same God, but, like, in different ways?
You know? Right. And
so I think that's what links to, like, these claims and even all these issues that we're going to discuss today, that, like, there's so many interpretations about the word and what it could mean for, you know, salvation and whether you perish in hell or live in paradise.
Well, I would just like to say that the views expressed on this conversation are that of ours alone. We would like for you to share your comments with us as to what you think, or even those who are pastors or you know, readers of the word can interject and even correct us on 073-470-3520. And moving on to question number two, or statement rather, number two. The inconsistencies in scripture. This is another, you know, ringing topic. Critics may point to inconsistencies within the Bible, raising questions about the divine authorship or reliability. So essentially, like, a lot of people may say that there are inconsistencies and, like, discrepancies with, like, the word. So was it really written the way it was written? Like, I mean, I've had questions like that. Sometimes I've had Bibles that are missing certain verses. And I don't know what to do with that, you know, like, I'm like, okay, so then why, you know, why was that, like, left out? Or, and I think more so about, like, the versions that you choose to buy, like, the more, you know, I don't know, I wouldn't want to, like, specifically talk about a specific version, but, like, I think sometimes they can take it a bit too far in their explanation that you lose the whole concept of what the Bible's actually saying. But I don't know, like, what do you think? Do you think, like, the Bible is real?
Oh, 100%.
Right.
And not only is it real, it's, like, the pure word of God, right? And it's something that I realized recently, that, like, literally every word, every verse is there for a reason, right?
Right.
Like, think back to, like, you know, when we used to read a chapter a day, right?
Right.
During a devotion. And then we'd get to those chapters where it's just names, bro. Just bare names. Like, yeah. So-and-so begot so-and-so.
Yeah.
And it's like, bro, what is the reason for that? And I realized, I think it was earlier this year, that, like, there's a reason for everything. And it's like, you know, this mapping out this genealogy and showing, like, all these record keepings that people have been doing for,
right,
for time, right? And I think also what's very powerful, and I don't know, I haven't actually experienced any inconsistencies. I really only experience them when someone comes up to me and is like, yo, I can't believe the Bible because this contradicts this. And I don't even remember those verses. I remember it happened, like, once,
right?
And but yeah, for the most part, I believe that everything in the Bible is just so beautiful. It's mapped out beautifully. And I know someone was talking to me and they said, like, when you do, like, Bible study, it's important to find, like, situations in the Old Testament that, like, link to the second coming.
Right.
Right. And and when you start, like, thinking in that sort of frame of mind, there's, like, so much you realize, right? So with regards to the inconsistency in scripture, I don't think there is.
Right.
Obviously, if you really want to find something, you will find it.
Yeah, if you're searching, you will find it.
But I believe for the most part, the Bible is mapped out beautifully, and I know for a lot of, like, theologians and historians, there's a lot of historical backing for some of the things that have happened
right,
in the Bible and current.
So, we don't have a lot of time left on our conversation, which is kind of unfortunate. Crazy. So we have to like run and gun through the rest of these 10. So what is going to happen is you're going to read number 3. I'll read 4. You'll read 5. We'll do one after the other. Okay. And then when we get to the end, we'll discuss the rest of them all at once, just to try and put it all together, because we are going to run out of time. All right. So go ahead. Let's go with historical controversies.
So historical controversy. So what it's basically saying is that the history of Christianity includes periods of conflict, such as the Crusades and the Inquisition, which some critics argue reflect negatively on Christianity as a whole.
And then we have our social conservatism, which basically is looking at certain Christian denominations that or associate with conservative views on social issues, such as being against the LGBTQ rights, reproductive rights, or gender roles essentially that are specified, which can point to or can be a point of contention in the church.
Right. So number 5 is perceived hypocrisy. Now, this is one I wholeheartedly agree with. So critics highlight that there are many instances where Christians, as individuals or as a collective, they don't live up to the teachings of love, forgiveness, compassion advocated by Jesus Christ.
Truly, this one we are going to have to bring it right back to, because that one is actually a consistent problem that we have throughout the years. And then we're coming to number 6, problem of evil. The existence of suffering and evil in the world is a physiological challenge. challenge for Christianity as believers grapple with the question of why benevolent God allows such things to occur.
Mm,
you know, like,
very interesting.
I mean, existence in its own is like a big question for me. Like, why was I birthed? Mm. But now we're talking about like in a world of evil, and it's just like it's a constant problem. We'll come back to that one as well. Let's go to number 7.
Number 7 is doctrine of hell. All right, so this concept of eternal punishment in hell for non-believers, for those who do not accept Jesus as their savior, is a source of moral discomfort for some people.
Mm.
And this is the exact same. I literally had this conversation word for word with my friend about how he believes that, like, there's no way if you don't believe in, say, Jesus, that now I'm doomed to die for hell. I'm doomed to die in hell. Like,
right. Like, I know a lot of people who feel as though it's just by knowing the Lord, I'm good, bro.
Yeah.
But I feel like that one is a little bit intense because of how Christians put it on you. Like, everyone is a sinner. We're born sinners. But everyone tries to act like they're better than the next person, or mm-hmm. they don't sin like the next person, making them feel more, I don't know, above the next person. So endowing that kind of pressure onto the next person
links
of
back
like
to the whole problem of hypocrisy as well.
Yeah, like it links back to it as well, like just making this whole denomination of hell or trying to constantly scare people into Christianity because you don't want to burn, do you? You know, type of situation. Anyway, creationism versus evolution. The tension between some Christian beliefs in the interpretation of the Bible's creation account and the scientific theory of evolution is a point of conflict in some circles. Now, this one is not that deep for me. I'm not going to lie. I don't see myself coming from like a big bang of whoop, you know, like
life is just too intricate for that, too.
And also, like, if I believe that, I don't think I'll make it to the next day. You know, I really need to know that, like, there was a reason that all of this happened. But anyway, yeah, well, let's go into number 9.
Number 9 is missionary work. Some criticize the practice of evangelism and missionary work, viewing it as an imposition of one's beliefs on others rather than a respectful sharing of ideas.
Hmm. Good point.
Right?
Very big point.
And this is something I always strive to find the balance, you know.
Whenever I think that's what we're trying to do right now, like exactly. By telling people to call in on 073-470-3520. Essentially, that helps you to be part of that conversation of mission instead of being told exactly what it is.
Yeah. The Bible says, come, let us reason together.
Gender inequality. Whoop. Certain Christian denominations have been criticized for maintaining patriarchal structures, limiting the roles of women within the church, and promoting gender inequality. Now, that one, yeah. I don't know. I would like to say that, like, maybe it's because I'm not really fixated on, like, rules per se. I'm very, like, my Christianity is very much linked to my relationship with God, but I know that's very different for a lot of Adventists. That it's about, you know, the doctrines that we have as well within the church. It's also about, like, following, you know, not just the scriptures, but, like, the writings of, like, prophets, you know, your Ellen G. White's, the works, interests, basically, like, constituting a certain type of person, of which I still fall under that bracket, but I would definitely say that, like, for me, it's more about my relationship with God. And with, like, 2 minutes or less, 1 minute less to spare, what are your thoughts on, like, some of these problematic beliefs that we just read through?
And it's quite interesting because I resonate with a lot of them. But I think for me personally, from a personal standpoint, and it's linking to what you're saying, right? As much as Christianity is a coming together of Christians, right? This coming together of Christians means that you as yourself need to be a Christian, right?
Mm.
Means you must yourself have a relationship with Christ.
Right.
Right. It doesn't help that you must come and basically feed off whatever the church tells you, right?
Mm.
So, basically, what I'm saying is do your own research, you know.
Mm.
Have your own relationship with Christ, you know. And I find that by me doing so, a lot of these issues don't even, like, bother me, right?
Right, because same.
If you're rooted in the Word and you're rooted in Jesus Christ,
that's all issues, that matters, really, exactly. Because some of these things kind of find their way. Like, things that you're worried about, such as gender inequality, become like, eh, oh, well,
yeah, that's such as your hypocrisy. View.
Yeah, you know. It's like, okay, that's a you problem. It's not, like, an our problem. So you just focus on yourself. Okay, guys, we didn't get to get into this conversation as much as we really wanted to because the time was very limited. But if you have any comments on some of these stuff that we discussed, when we do have a little bit more time, we have an hour left of the show. But if we end up, you know, wrapping up our conversation that's coming up next a little quicker, then we'll be getting into some of your opinions on the top 10, like, or the compilation of the top 10 that we created.
So what is your issues with Christianity?
Yeah, like, or the one from the ones we've read, like, what is your opinion on those, like, topics? And we can continue this discourse a little bit later if we have a little bit more time. But as for right now, we're going to take a quick interval. And when we come back, we'll be talking to Pastor Watson or Dr. Watson. And we're going to be looking at promises and hope and looking at our daily focus as well. As you know, this week's focus is barrenness. So we'll be getting more into this conversation. We'll be right back. Do not go anywhere. This is Mid-Morning Empowerment. And this is the final hour of the show.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.